So on the handouts that people had at the Draper's Arms, they had these three discussion starters. Is Jesus the only way? What way are we on about? What objections are there to Jesus being the only way? And what are the indisputable facts about Jesus? What Jesus are we talking about? So we'll think about those three in turn. Firstly, think about what way are we on about? You might know that in John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So the way that Jesus was talking about is the way to come to God the Father, to enjoy a relationship with God forever. He's not simply talking about the best way to live, or the most authentic way, or the most satisfying way. He's talking about actually knowing God personally for yourself, which is satisfying. It gives purpose. It gives great joy. It gives great peace. This is probably the most important question we could ask. What is the right way for a human being to live? Now, why would people object to Jesus being that way? Well, maybe because there's surely loads of spiritual people who don't follow Jesus. Is it narrow-minded to say that only Christians have got the right religion? After all, it's often said, many religions seem to have the same core ethical code anyway. You know, don't murder, don't lie, don't steal. Well, think about the distinct claims that Jesus made. There are more to this, but the two really distinct ones we're going to think about are that Jesus is God, and secondly, that we are bankrupt before God. Those are the two distinct claims I want us to think about. And they really reveal, I think, that Jesus has to be the only way. So firstly, that Jesus is God. This is quite a unique claim. For example, Jehovah's Witnesses would say Jesus is just a super angel. Judaism would often say that he's an imposter, just a man. Islam would say he's more than a man, he's a great prophet. Hinduism might even say he's one of many God incarnations. Well, think about one of those. Muslims will often point out that Jesus never said, "I am God, worship me." Well, that's true. He didn't use those words, but it has to be noted, he never said, "I'm not God, you've got the wrong idea, don't worship me." No, instead, he accepted worship from those who thought he was God. He had many opportunities to refuse that. It would have been heretical in his culture to receive such worship. But Jesus always welcomed it. So, for example, Thomas, known to be Doubting Thomas, he met Jesus in person, risen from the dead, and bowed before him, exclaiming, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus did claim to be entirely equal with the Father. And that is one of the things that made the Jews want him dead. So in John 8, verse 58, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And the Jews picked up stones to put him to death on the spot because he had used God's sacred name, the I Am, the Eternal One. Jesus also claimed to forgive sins, which again riled people in that day because they said, no, that's God's prerogative alone. He alone can forgive. But Jesus claimed to forgive. And Jesus' favorite title for himself was the Son of Man. He said it over 80 times over. And we might think, oh, Son of Man, that sounds like he's just talking about his humanity. But actually, it's a strong reference to an Old Testament passage, a prediction from hundreds of years before in Daniel chapter 7. Daniel has this vision of a supernatural figure given authority, glory, and sovereign power, and all peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. And he is present with God as a divine character in heaven, and he's called the Son of Man. Well, Jesus identified himself with that same divine human Messiah figure. And he accepted that title from others. He is the Son of Man, the divine Savior. So it's very hard to claim that Christianity is much the same as any other religion. He isn't the same as any other religious teacher. He made outrageous claims, if they're false. Or he made unique claims, world-changing claims, if they're true. That he truly is the Son of God. Well, there's a second unique thing about Christianity. Something to be borne in mind. The Bible says we're all bankrupt before God. It doesn't merely say that Jesus is God and give us good evidence. It also says we're all bankrupt before God. Now that's very different from other religions. Islam and Judaism would tell us that mankind is essentially good. And we just need to live a certain way in order to earn God's pleasure. We can pay him back. We can get into the black with God. Well, you could try your best. You could try to fool yourself that God is truly happy with your life. But look at it this way, if God is truly perfect, then none of us measures up. And we need rescuing before it's too late. And that was Jesus' own understanding of why he had come. He came as a rescuer. Mark 10 verse 45, it says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus came to give his life by dying on a cross. He did that deliberately in order to pay our ransom, to pay our debts to God, that we might be in the black forever with God. In John 3 verse 36, he says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. If you believe and receive it, well, that's a present. It's a gift. But the flip side is, he says, whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. In other words, you keep the condemnation you've already earned. The assumption of Jesus is that we are bankrupt until he puts us in the black. So Christianity is actually quite unique. It says we cannot find our way back to God. We cannot earn our credit back with God. But God himself came to pay our debt so that we can have life free of charge. Well, some people may say, well, that all sounds very nice, quite unique, but how much of the Jesus story can we reasonably believe anyway? What are the indisputable facts about Jesus? That's the third thing we want to consider briefly. Is the Bible made up? Well, actually, there's some weighty evidence outside of the Bible about Jesus. Some non-Christian sources to quote for you. Suetonius and Tacitus were both Roman historians. And they talked about Jesus. Tacitus, he wrote in AD 112. He said Jesus was condemned by Pontius Pilate. That's in total agreement with the Bible. Pontius Pilate was the governor of that region of the Roman Empire. And Tacitus mentions not only that Jesus died under Pontius Pilate, but also he mentions that Jesus' followers were called Christians, Christians. We've also got an early second century Roman governor called Pliny the Younger who wrote about Jesus. He said that Christians sang hymns to Christ as to a god. It was outrageous to him that they were rejecting the worship of the Roman emperor. But he verifies that Christians really early on viewed Jesus as God and they worshipped him as such. Perhaps the most famous historian outside of the Bible who writes about Jesus is Josephus. He was a Jew writing in about AD 93, just 60 years after Jesus. And he says, now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, and he drew over to him many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day. So we've got Jewish and Roman sources, historically very close to the writing of the biographies of Jesus in the New Testament. Historical sources very close to Jesus' life himself, all confirming that he was real, he did exist. He was a man condemned by Pontius Pilate, killed by crucifixion, and that the earliest Christians worshipped him as God and as someone risen from the dead. And history also shows that people either accused Jesus of blasphemy or they worshipped him. He divided people so sharply. I wonder what you think. I'd love to discuss that with you tonight. How do you respond to a man who claims to be God? I reckon if you meet him and he says these things and accepts worship, you've probably got four options. You either think he's a liar, a lunatic, a legend, or Lord. Let's think about the liar thing first. If a mere man deliberately deceived others about being God, if he's a con man or a clever liar, well, I'd have to say that doesn't make any sense. If you wanted to stay alive for very long in Jewish culture in the first century, you knew that the one thing not to claim for yourself is equality with God. It's just not so clever. That kind of thing would get you killed. Second thing is, well, maybe he's a lunatic. If a mere man believed himself to be God and told others, well, he'd be a deluded lunatic, wouldn't he? But hang on, this man Jesus, according to the eyewitnesses, displayed a unique power that healed thousands of people in an instant. No wonder the crowds flocked to him. On top of that, this man fulfilled dozens of specific predictions from the Old Testament, all of which were written hundreds of years before he arrived. For example, at Christmas time, we celebrate that he was born in Bethlehem, something predicted by the prophet Micah over 600 years before Jesus arrived. So he doesn't seem to be a liar or a lunatic. But what about the idea that he's a legend? If Jesus had had no historical basis, except what his followers invented, well, then he'd be a harmless legend, something made up to fulfill their longings. But as we've heard already, that doesn't stand up to scrutiny either. Non-Christian historians of that era back up the Bible. They say his miracles, his crucifixion, even the claim by his followers that he had risen from the dead, all of that happened in history. Doesn't match up to say that he's a legend. Well, I wonder then if you're persuaded it's worth investigating whether this guy really is Lord, whether he's genuinely who he claimed to be, God himself come to rescue us. Well, don't take it without further evidence. There were four eyewitness accounts written within a lifetime of Jesus, and we've got a copy available here by a guy called Luke. Do take a free copy of that biography and fill in a feedback form. Thanks very much for listening.